gospel today is a very central and important one. And I want you to hear it well. So I'm going to ask you to be seated, and I'm going to turn things around, give my sermon first, and then let's together hear these words. Brothers and sisters, I think we all know we're living in a very confused, fearful, and angry time. And if we don't address this in church, if we don't address this in terms of the gospel, where can we speak honestly in this world? Jesus is going to tell us in this gospel to stop worrying. And no matter what you feel about the recent election, I see immense fear on both sides. The people who feel they won the election seem to be afraid of everything that's not white and American and successful. Afraid of Muslims, afraid of Mexicans, afraid of anybody who isn't just like us. But the people who feel they won the election, or lost the election, excuse me, they also feel afraid. I was at an immigration meeting this week at City Council, and a lot of our sisters and brothers are very scared. And oftentimes with very good reasons. Maybe this is going to end up, I hope, I pray, being a grace for this country. Because we're going to have to choose. Do we really believe and want to live what Jesus is about to say to you? Is this really our philosophy of life? If it isn't, on either side, then let's stop gathering in these churches because it doesn't mean anything. And there's a lot of evidence after the anger and fear and judgmentalism of the last year and a half that most Christians don't really believe this. So if this brings us to decide, to choose whether we are Christian, whether we really are followers of Jesus, maybe this is the kick in the pants we need to grow up as a church, to grow up as Christians, and to say, are we going to base our life on Jesus or not? He begins by one of his strongest dualistic statements, telling you to make a choice. So let me, with that short sermon, I won't say anything more afterwards. I want the gospel to stand on its own merits. This is from the 6th chapter of Matthew. It's called a part of the Sermon on the Mount, normally considered the core of Jesus' teaching. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Now, I'm not sure most of us have a definition for mammon, but basically, if I had to give you a good translation, it means the system. The world as it constructs itself. You're either going to be in love with the world or with Jesus. So I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you eat or what you drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not your life more than food? Is not your body more than your clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? And can any of you, by worrying all the time, at a single moment to your span of life. So why are you so anxious? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not spin or work. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you? O you of such little faith, so do not worry. Do not say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? What are we to wear? It is the pagans who worry this way. Your heavenly Father knows what you need. You are to seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these other things will be given you besides. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for the day is trouble enough. This is the gospel of the Lord.